ABC Radio Australia.
Well, statistics suggest that one in every four Australian adults will experience anxiety at some point in their lives. That adds up to around 5 million people at the moment. Now, treatments vary from psychological therapies to medications like antidepressants. But what about kava? Pacific Islanders have been using it for centuries and swear by its calming effects, and recent clinical trials tend to support those claims, at least for milder types of stress and anxiety. And so there is now a push to get kava capsules onto supermarket shelves in Australia.
Welcome to this guided meditation designed to let you effortlessly slip into a deep state of peace and relaxation.
If you've ever been anxious and struggled to go to sleep, you may have tried to meditate. But perhaps if you've had a few shells of kava, there are no sleep issues to be concerned about.
Kava used in a recreational sense for stress, anxiety, improving mood, I still think the data does strongly support that.
Professor Jerome Sarris leads the Healthy Minds research team at the NICM Health Research Institute in Sydney. Part of their focus is on complementary medicines, and Professor Sarris has conducted several clinical trials to gather evidence on the impact kava can have in reducing anxiety.
I mean, let's face it, how many of us are stressed, anxious, and I think, yeah, really something like kava plays, you know, potentially a very important role.
On top of that research, Professor Sarris is also involved in paid scientific advisory work for Fiji Kava, an Australian-based company selling kava products, including capsules manufactured at its factory in Fiji. The company has just announced to the Australian Stock Exchange that it's secured a deal, which means that from June, these products will be sold by one of Australia's largest supermarket chains. Zane Yoshida is Fiji Kava's chief executive.
It is a significant breakthrough for us, particularly with visibility at retail Australia-wide.
But kava has a troubled history as a complementary medicine. Products were withdrawn from Europe and North America markets in 2002 because of health concerns, and Australians were advised not to use medications containing kava following reports of a death linked to acute liver failure. After an expert review, Australia's regulations were changed early this century. Kava is allowed, but there's a 125 milligram limit for each tablet or capsule. Zane Yoshida says their capsules contain less than half that amount.
The recommended dosage for kava on a daily basis by the TGA is 250 milligrams. We have 60 milligrams per capsule, so we recommend 2 to 4 capsules per day.
That, though, is considerably less than you get drinking kava shells.
If you were to drink a bilo or a shell, or whatever you want to call it, of kava liquid, that would be around about 100 milligrams of kava lactones per shell.
Dr. Apo Aparosa is a research fellow in the School of Health at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. He's also an avid kava drinker.
On an average Saturday night, I would probably drink 20 or so of those shells. So what we're kind of talking about here is we're talking quite chalk and cheese.
Professor Jerome Sarris agrees and says there's scope for the recommended dosages to be updated.
Even though it's not recommended from our TGA, that the reality is that, you know, probably higher doses used acutely would have a stronger effect in terms of reducing anxiety. And we only used a fairly low dose, certainly by recreational standards.
And Professor Sarris admits its effectiveness will also depend on how severe the anxiety is in the first place. Research he published late last year found that kava extracts weren't effective for people with diagnosed generalized anxiety disorders.
We're talking about a psychiatric condition. People have very chronic, pervasive, high levels of worrying and distress. And that anxiety usually is treated by antidepressants as well as psychological care. So, you know, it certainly is a bit of a challenge to get a natural product to compete and address such a challenging psychiatric disorder.
As far as Dr. Aparosa is concerned, though, it's time the Australian government reviewed its broader rules on kava, so people who want to feel its effects in the more traditional recreational settings can benefit as well.
I agree that kava in capsule forms has the ability to reduce anxiety, but please don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Late last year, the government did double the amount of kava powder that people can import to Australia for personal use to 4 kilograms per person.
There needs to be a serious policy shift by the Australian government to allow a substance that is non-addictive, non-euphoric, doesn't cause all the issues that suggested, and get the facts out there, allow people to be able to consume something that allows quality conversation. And so I think there's a bigger picture to all of this.
The government is promising to pilot a trial of commercial kava imports by the end of this year. And Fiji Kava's Zane Yoshida says he's advocating hard.
So it's still early days at the moment, but certainly in progress. Pushing, of course, that at a very minimum, kava is re-imported in powder format as a food-safe product.